My name's Stuart Buchanan, and today I'm in conversation with Victoria Stakelam, Deputy CEO at Arden University, as teenagers and slightly some older people across the country have been getting various results, be they GCSEs, be they A-levels, be they hires, all sorts of things. So welcome to In Conversation with Victoria.
Hello.
So just tell us, you're the Deputy CEO at Arden University. So you guys have done a bit of research into how parents feel when their children pick up their exam results. What did it find?
What we found is that, well, we found all sorts of things.
Yeah.
We found that people are very, very nervous on behalf
of
their children. And we found that for many people, it triggers a reflection and consideration of their own life choices, perhaps the things that they wish they'd done differently, and where they might be headed in their own lives.
It's an interesting way of looking at results, day, actually, because I think I've only ever had the experience of picking up my own results. I don't have any children or anything like that. I'd be worried if I had an 18-year-old, put it that way. And you don't think about what your parents are going through in that aspect. Obviously, you're focused on all the work you do yourself, but I guess the anxiety that builds up, the nervousness, because you would think parents just want their kids to do it better than they did.
Yeah, well, I think children, young people, maybe they're wonderfully self-absorbed, so they are all about what's going on with them. I think, I mean, I'm a parent. I have a 9-year-old, a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, so I'm a little way off A-level
no exams,
tensions. but I think as a parent, you maybe invest more than they do, actually, in what's going on with them. I mean, I think of the horror I put my own parents through with dropping out of school and being a tearaway. And, you know, parents are really emotionally invested in what's going on for their kids. So where young people are doing well, you know, parents are relieved, they're happy. It's this given, therefore, that their kids will go off to university.
Yeah.
And I think that's almost not challenged. It's kind of like, well, that must be the best route.
This is what we have to do.
This is what we do. If you have a chance to go to university, you must take it. But actually, I think that's because for parents, university was maybe, you know, it was back in the pre-fee era, there were caps. It was a bit more of a selective thing.
It was more of a holy grail than...
It was more of a holy grail. Actually now, for vast numbers of young people, it will not be the right thing for them to go straight off to university, even if they've got the top grades.
Well,
and in fact, if they've got the top grades, they should probably be looking for a really top quality apprenticeship with a really great company so that they're earning, not incurring the debt, and getting the academic qualification. You know, that's a great route to go.
Well, that's the thing. It is a bit of a treadmill when you're, say, 16, 17, 18, at that sort of age, and people say, what are you going to do? What are you going to do now? Like, you have to pick now what you're going to do for the rest of your life. And it feels like that. You know, luckily for me, I always wanted to go to university. It was something that I really wanted to do. But I knew a lot of people who were just still in education because they hadn't quite figured anything out yet. And, you know, there's so many more options. People are shouting more often now about what you can do outside of just going to university. So I guess working for Arden University, you guys must see a lot of sort of parents that have looked back on their kids doing that sort of thing and now gone, actually, yeah, I want to re-educate myself or learn something new. Or
that's right. Yeah. So the vast majority of our students are working adults. Many of them have kids. And in fact, often a shift in life stage, whether it's your younger kids going off to school for the first time or whether it's your older kids going off to university or leaving home or whatever, we often find those moments are when people take stock and think, maybe I have a bit more time or, you know, it's my time now. we get a lot of mums in their 30s whose kids have gone off to school and they've raised their family. They may have had a family younger and they're now actually saying, right, I'm going to start my own career properly and in earnest. But we often find they're really quite daunted about that. The prospect of going into a classroom or going to university to be in a classroom with a bunch of 18-year-olds, that's really scary, actually. So what we try and offer is this third way. It's this different model for university experience where you can carry on working, work in parallel. You can study flexibly. You can study completely online in a very flexible way. Or if you need that structure and a bit of discipline, then you can also have that weekly classroom experience.
It's kind of like a slide rule experience where you can take as much of the formality as you need, or you can still do it from home if you're still a busy person. Tell us a bit more about that and what Arden do.
Well, we're kind of a cloud-based university. So we're a new university.
Everything's in the cloud now.
Everything's in the cloud. Well, for the traditional university sector, everything isn't in the cloud.
Yeah, that's true.
So we're like a digital-first university. Mm-hmm. We're actually 30 years old, so our background has been supporting traditional universities to deliver their online components of their programme. We do that in a very industry-leading, high-quality way, and in 2015, the government recognised the quality of the learning and teaching we deliver and effectively granted us permission to be a university in our own right. Mm-hmm. So we're a new university where we've been developed in the modern age of digital and technology. So to study with Arden is to immerse yourself in a digital experience 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, availability of learning experience. Mm-hmm. But we also recognise that many people need the structure and discipline and sociability of a classroom-based experience. So you can bolt on this kind of compressed timetable of a couple of days a week in one of our study centres. Mm-hmm. We have 5 in the UK, yeah. And we have a couple in other parts of Europe. And you kind of use, we call it blended learning. You're using a hybrid of your online materials and your classroom experience to study your degree or postgraduate degree.
So it's that kind of reaction to people who may not have been academic when they were younger.
Yeah.
And they are then, like, as you said, they might be a bit scared of sort of going into that formal structure of, here's somebody in front of me talking at me for an hour, I've got to now sit and take notes, yeah, and then go home and transcribe, yeah, that and all, yeah, that sort of thing. And you find that tends to work quite positively with people.
Yeah, I mean, the way we work is nothing like that. So we kind of have what we think of as a flipped classroom,
yes,
approach. So you do your lecture stuff in front of your computer, because actually, why would you sit and have someone talk to you for an hour when you could watch a video? Stop it, pause it, you know, start, go make a cup of tea and come back, you know.
In your own time.
In your own time, at the pace that works for you. People learn in different ways.
Exactly.
They can cope with different paces.
Yeah.
So all of your kind of passive consumption of information is delivered on the online platform.
Uh-huh.
And then when you go into the classroom, which tend to be quite small groups and will tend to be a mixture of ages and backgrounds, you're doing discussion and debate and project work. It's much more seminar and tutorial,
okay,
yep, based. It's not lecture based at all.
A bit more personable.
Much more personable. And we then wrap around that a really, really actually lovely support infrastructure. So we have student support teams who are non-academic, who are basically just there as coach and counsel, practical day-to-day, mm-hmm, help to support our students if they get a bit overwhelmed, or if they just need to talk, or if they need someone to give them a prod once a week and make sure they're keeping up with their studies.
Yeah, I probably could have done with that myself at uni.
Do you know what? So could I. So could I. And actually, I'm studying with the university.
Somebody
that,
stood behind
that
me
I'm
with
at
a cattle prod.
Yeah, I'm studying at Arden, and I have people from our student support community checking in with me. So, yeah, I mean, it doesn't mean it's easy. You know,
no.
Higher education is challenging, and it has to be rewarding. But it's really rewarding, and it's really life-changing for people, I think.
Definitely. So to bring it back into sort of results, it would have been results day over the past few weeks.
Mm.
Scotland do their highers, the GCSEs, A-levels.
Yeah.
What do we think about modern exam results? You know, is there too much pressure on kids? Are they getting easier? Because these are the same stories we see all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, kids these days don't know where they're born because their exams are so easy. It's all multiple choice.
Yeah.
It's not when you're doing it.
No, of course it's not. And, you know, it's a big question,
yeah,
isn't it? The shape,
yeah,
of education.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, I have so many views on this that I could talk about for days. Well, I think we sometimes... there's a wonderful speaker, Anthony Sheldon. He's Vice-Chancellor of a university. But he talks about, we act as if a brain is put on the table in front of us and we're to educate this brain. But what you get is a whole person.
Yeah.
And, you know, things like resilience and citizenship and communication,
mm-hmm,
and big picture thinking, these are all so important. They're so much more important in many respects,
yeah,
than the pure academic stuff. I mean, we're very focused on this type of, mm-hmm, learning experience at the university. And I think, funnily enough, I think the primary school sector is getting better at this. You know, you hear about mindfulness classes,
yeah,
for primary,
mm-hmm,
school kids. forest schools and things like that, that give them a much more holistic set of skills.
Yeah.
But by the time you get to secondary school, GCSEs, A-levels, I think the pressure is enormous.
Yeah.
I think the pressure is to pass the exams, definitely, not necessarily to gain the skills. And of course, we hear employers up and down the land complaining that they are seeing graduate candidates for jobs that completely lack the skills they need to thrive in the workplace. And of course, as someone who employs people, I have to say I see that myself, which is why for me, a far less linear journey through education is actually so much more valuable. You know, a couple of years in the workplace, you know, a flexible learning experience that you add to over the course of your career, and that's less about the knowledge you gain, but more about the behaviours and skills you gain, and the kind of holistic package that
societal
that gives
learning,
you.
Learning about how to be
like a functional human being.
Like, right, yeah.
It's, you know,
less triangles, more, you know, banking stuff and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's what they say, isn't it? You know, people always say, nobody taught me anything about tax at school. Nobody taught me anything about how to get a mortgage or something like that. But you learn plenty about Pythagoras.
Yes, and the thing about in geography, map reading. I mean, this is a great example. I remember doing how to read...
An OS map.
An OS map
yeah,
at school.
Same. Yeah.
Clearly no one sort of did futurology and predicted sat navs. And so that's a kind of a redundant skill, mainly, not exclusively.
On your phone, though, isn't it? Like,
well, exactly. It's just phone.
If I need to go somewhere within London, I just get out City Mapper and just
exactly
there, go there, go
Google
there,
map
this.
It on your phone.
Don't
so
need
I
to
think
look at signs or anything.
And of course, that will continue happening. Mm-hmm. People will be educated in traditional subjects at A level today, and that knowledge will be completely redundant by the time they hit, you know, the early stages or the middle stages of their career. What's really important is the skill of learning. Mm-hmm. And that is a skill. And that's a skill we teach. You know, it's the ability to go and source information, to curate it, to drive insight from it, to do something actionable with it, or to be able to communicate it effectively.
To be curious enough to try and find the answers you need.
Yeah, and curiosity is another great one. It's, you know, it's so important. I think, you know, there's a phrase, the wise man is the man who knows how little he knows, or something. And I think that's so true. It's like, if you think you have it nailed at 40, and that's you done and dusted, you know everything there is to know about your career, you're going to struggle.
Do you think some of what we were just talking about with sort of things updating so quickly, you know, you don't have to use a map or anymore. Do you think that speaks to this topic we're on of parents being envious of their children? Because then maybe if things are updated in schools and they see their kids learning different things, you know, they all know how to use a tablet from like the day they're born now.
Yeah.
You know, you see little kids that know exactly what to do with a smartphone, like 2-year-olds.
It's terrifying.
And things like that. But to push that on a bit further in schools, you know, if they see their kids doing something they're envious of in that aspect, does that then trigger that sort of like, maybe I should go back and start learning again?
Do you know, that is a really good observation, and I hadn't really thought about it in that way. I think there probably is something about kids today are learning skills that would really help their parents, and their parents maybe feel that they have no clue how to go and get those skills other than learning them by proxy through their kids, which is another really good argument for remembering that those skills are out there and you can go and learn them, and you can... There's a lot of fear and frustration in working lives. People are fearful of somehow being found out, the imposter syndrome.
You
know, we've all got a touch of that. And then there's the frustration. People see other people progressing because they have the magic piece of paper or because they know how to do the big data thing that, you know, that I don't even understand. So I think to realise that that was not a one-hit opportunity at age 18, to realise it's all still out there to go after. And actually, there's great government support for adults to continue learning, whether that's higher education or further education. Yeah. There's also great information out there in terms of, you know, open online courses. You know, there's so much potential that I just think people should approach life as a learning journey.
And so for those who haven't got their magic bit of paper this time round, then... it's not the end of the world, is it?
It's really not.
It really isn't.
It's really not. There's so much potential. There are so many opportunities for people. I think it's just about sort of feeling solid, keeping things in perspective, and setting the right mindset for yourself to move forward positively.
Well, if it's not your thing, it's not your thing as well, isn't it? You know, there are so many more options available to people nowadays. Well, like I said earlier, I think it's just that people are talking about it more now.
I think people are talking about it. I mean, I think, and I don't know quite whether I've got the stats right here. I think that there's been a smaller number of 18-year-olds this year. Sorry, there's been a larger number of 18-year-olds this year, but a smaller percentage of them overall, therefore, have perhaps applied to university. Yeah. I think we are seeing a bit of a tipping point.
Yeah.
People are starting. There's a lot of fear-mongering about the debt levels, and some of that's absolutely justified. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a hell of a burden to take into adult life nearly £60,000 worth of debt you're going to have to pay back.
I went to uni just before that kicked in. I'm so thankful.
Me too. Thank goodness.
Just before,
You know, so that's a tough thing, and I think because of that, people are saying, well, actually, is it worth it?
Yeah.
And perhaps the 3-year jolly, as was before the fee era, you know, there's significant mental health issues emerging in universities, that the number of dropouts after first term are increasing. I think if you look at this, it's because for those people that perhaps don't question it and stay on the treadmill and go off to university and then are hit with the reality of, actually, maybe I'm not sure about this course and I'm looking into all this debt and the pressure is high and I miss my parents.
Yeah.
You know,
this isn't right for me.
For some people, it's just not right.
It's
and yet society says it's either that or you're not quite good enough, you haven't quite made it. And that's just wrong. You know, people should take a pause and make sure it is right for them or go when it becomes right for them.
Definitely. So just finally then, if people want to find out a bit more, where should they go?
They can find out more about Arden and the options that we offer at arden.ac.uk. And there's also a load of great resources there on our website around your learning style and what it means to study online versus blended and all sorts of great sort of personal diagnostics and quizzes that you can take to learn more about yourself and find out more about the options available.
Victoria Stakelam, Deputy CEO at Arden University, thank you for your time.
Thank you.